In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Let's talk about pay-to-play for a moment. It has come up recently. Goldman Sachs just laid down tough new internal rules about donating to political campaigns. The firm says partners cannot donate to state and local political candidates or to state and local officials who are running for federal office. That would include current Indiana governor and VP hopeful Mike Pence. So we thought we'd take a look at this idea of pay-to-play and why Goldman is being so careful about it. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that look.
The idea of pay-to-play is just what it sounds like.
Someone has to make a campaign contribution or get money into politics in order to be in the game, in order to expect to get any results.
Eric Heberlig is professor of political science at UNC Charlotte. This isn't just companies bribing politicians for government contracts. More often, it's the politicians demanding money from companies in order to be considered for a government contract.
And there's a long, unfortunate history of exactly this sort of arrangement.
Richard Skinner is a policy analyst with the Sunlight Foundation.
There have been scandals over the years. Some years ago, the controller of the state of New York was brought down by exactly this sort of scandal.
The SEC passed rules about this in 2010 that specifically targeted financial advisors. It basically flipped the incentives in pay-to-play by saying, if you do donate to a candidate, you can't get a government financial contract from that official for 2 years. Skinner says this is especially important at the state level.
Because there are so many big state pension funds.
Pension funds that banks would love to manage. That's why Goldman's rules target giving to state and local office holders.
So if you're Goldman Sachs and you want to be considered for this business, you might want to decide that your employees are not going to be making campaign contributions.
This does not mean, however, that financial companies can't be involved in politics. They are. It's more at the national level, where state pension business isn't an issue. Goldman Sachs PAC gave $1.8 million to candidates for the U.S. Congress so far in the 2016 election cycle. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.